stand of your feet and dance. Or this is Connect the Dots. Like the famous guy, almost. This is Tom Edison speaking. This is Connect the Dots. Hey, we're going to connect the dots to make some sense of this crazy world. This beautiful, crazy world, yeah. Hey, you know, I hear it's earthquaking over there in California, Southern California. Well, hey, the scientists have been warning about this for decades. Hopefully, it's all over for a while. Anyhow, luckily, no one really got hurt. No one got killed. Good news. But California's got more problems than earthquakes. So we can start with the government. What a bunch of losers in the California government. American traitors, I don't know, humanity traitors that are running the show over there. I feel sorry for the people in California, really. Hey, this show is coming from New York. It might be coming out of California, but I'm talking to you from New York City, the capital of the world. That's right. And all I want to say is, hey, if you know about YouTube, YouTube.com, go to YouTube.com and take a look at my Subway Fantasy, a rock and roll documentary, unlike any other rock and roll documentary. I reinvented the rock and roll documentary with this 29-minute video. You got to spell it correctly, though, when you type in, enter in the name. Go to, you know, YouTube.com. They got that little place where you enter in what you're looking for. And you enter in the word Subway. Fantasy. Fantasy has to be spelled P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. That's it. Enter Subway Fantasy. It'll take you right there. Click on, and you are in for 29 minutes of entertainment. Style documentary. I invented it, and it will entertain you. Hey, and if you have watched it already, call in the show here. This is a call-in radio show. And tell me what your favorite part of it is. Some people like the monster face. Yeah, and monster face in a rock and roll documentary. Well, watch it, you'll see. And what can I tell you? Hey, it's for free. What do you want for free? Everything, of course. And in a week or two, we'll have some rock and roll videos of some of my original music. Songs like Are You the Partying Kind? I Want You to Be My Idol? I Gotta Be Somebody? And a couple of others. Maybe Coax You On? Yeah, I like to coax people on. People enjoy life. Hey, this is a call-in radio show, and if you want to call in and give your opinion or talk about something important, the number is 888-627-6008. It's a funny, looking number, or turn it sideways, it could look like infinity. And then there's the old little jingles. One potato, two potato, three potato, four, five potatoes. Yeah, and play the game with I thirsted, you seconded, I thirded, you fourthed, I fifthed, you sixthed, I seventhed, and you ate it. See? one of those numbers. There's eight sides to an octagon, yeah. No Fort Knox is in the shape of an octagon, and if you would take the time to read my book, Connected Dots Theory, I explain that when you set up things 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions, that's the sign that's used by the false gods. It is one of the markers of the false gods to say they control that territory. And false gods are in control of the money. You know, they control the New World Order. They control the Illuminati. They control the Federal Reserve. Yeah, the false gods do that, yeah. You know, they're not really gods. They're beings a little more evolved technologically than humans, certainly not spiritually. That's why they're false gods. You know, they just take advantage of their knowledge and present themselves as gods, as they did in the ancient days. And those false gods are still here today, working with these other critters and these humans behind the scenes. And they're the ones that got this world in the total turmoil we keep it there. I read about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Chapter 4 explains why things are the way they are. Would you like to know? I bet you would. Hey, you know, this is an educational show. And let me tell you, the human race is under attack right now. That's right. We are under attack. We've been for a long time, but now it's really getting down to the nitty-gritty. The bad guys are pulling out all the stops, and they're doing very bad things to innocent human beings. We got the weather manipulation. They're causing havoc around the world with that, manipulating the weather to make everyone suffer. You know, they're in partners with the demons, the demonic beings, the anti-God spirits, whatever you want to call them. Yeah, the only thing they enjoy is causing havoc and fear because they feed off negative emotions. Yeah, those dirty demons, that's what they do. And they work in partners with the world controllers to create situations that cause stress and fear and suffering because they feed off those things, sick creatures they are. Hey, there's something coming up called the event where the galactic good guys, our galactic brothers and sisters, are coming to Earth, going to land their spacecraft and finally round up these bad guys, you know, like Soros and, well, you know who they all are. We know who the characters are. But we can't wait for that day. We're looking forward to it. I wish I've been hearing about it for over a year now myself. And come on, guys, like, let's speed it up a little here. You know, I'm as impatient as the next guy here. That's right, I don't have any patience. I'm not a doctor, as the joke goes. And as the other joke goes, the other godly joke goes, God is operating out of the hospital nowadays. Yeah. It's a joke. People think that the doctors are godlike. And that's a joke, operating out of a hospital. That's what the people think. The ignorant people who have been brainwashed since birth. Do you know chain of command systems are being used against us? Oh, yes, they are. You just look at all the police willing to cause brutal violence and kill innocent people simply because somebody up top told them to do it. Well, you know, we need to change the situation. In fact, we need to reinvent the police. We don't want them following orders at the top from alien-controlled proxies. We don't want them harassing the general public. We don't want them brutalizing us. And so the role of the police needs to be changed. I mean, because have signed up to do whatever they're ordered to do. Well, that doesn't work too well. you know, there's always problems with that, because especially when all the people at the top are mind-controlled. I keep telling people, you know, a lot of this information about what's going on behind the scenes, it's been in science fiction movies for the last 50, 60 years or more. That's right. That, you know, science fiction is a way of getting at the truth without the authorities coming after you and silencing you, because the authorities in general don't want the truth being told, because the authorities on Earth, most of them are corrupt. Yes, they are. So anyhow, back to the police. I mean, they're doing all kinds of stupid things nowadays. You know, over in England, they're arresting people for exercising their free speech. There's a limitation on free speech over in England and some of those other European countries, all being authorized through the European Union and the New World Order. Yeah. Well, hopefully, when the Galactic Brothers and Sisters land, they're going to round up all these bad guys, bad organizations, and we'll finally reconnect us to the whole universe, because we're still a quarantined planet to some extent. We're getting less quarantined, but we're still quarantined, which prevents us from doing certain things. And, I gotta say, hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you don't call in, hey, you're losing out. It's your chance. Unlike Coast to Coast, where the lines are always jammed, you can actually get through on this BBS radio show. That's right, we're on the BBS radio network. We're the new radio, right, as the saying goes. It's an internet radio station. I mean, you're probably going to tune it in through the internet. You know, you might be looking through your PC there. Or some of you might decide to call in on the phone line and listen too. You have a choice here. How about that? And on my show, you have a choice to call in if you want to. The number here is 888-627-6008. Do you know what the dangers are in our world today? Yes, you should. The coming 5G is going to microwave you to death, and they're so promoting it like it's a happy-go-lucky thing. Well, do your own investigation, you know. Just go on Twitter, for starters. There's so many people talking against it there. I tweet myself about it all the time. Add to other people's comments about this is dangerous stuff. They're purposefully forcing upon us, because that's what the world controllers want to do. They want to reduce the population by 95%. Do you realize that? 7.5 billion people, if not more, they want to get rid of. And they're doing it slowly but surely. And with the 5G, once they unleash that on us, they're going to... the pace of knocking people out is going to increase. And may God forbid they turn on the real powerful energy weapons. With these Trojan horse weapons, most of them are in place. Of course, they're putting more in every week. And these are the weapons that can, with frequencies, they can kill 20 million people in a pop if it's a densely populated place like the New York City metropolitan area, or the Los Angeles area, or some other place around the world. Yeah, this is on the burner in the back, and it's moving. The bad guys are moving it up to the front, and they're going to turn on the juice. 5G is going to be the first. Government's not going to stop this. They're going to let it happen, because they've all been sufficiently bribed to let it happen. And the people in government are stupid. The only thing they know is taking bribes. dry bunny and lying to the public. Can you show me a few exceptions? And that'll be it, a few. But the general, hey, if you watch the Dog and Pony Show at the Democrat convention, it was televised. Boy, 20 losers, 10 losers one day and 10 losers the next day, all on the same stage. They should dedicate that stage and call it Loser Stage, because that's what appeared. People with no, so out of touch with reality and no solutions to any of the problems. And all of them raised their hands when the question was asked, do you think illegal aliens in America should have totally free health care? And all of these losers said yes, not thinking that that's an extra burden put on the taxpayers. So how are these people serving you? Well, they're not. They're trying to be politically correct and con you into voting for their vote. They're surely saying the wrong things, but they expect to get any votes in the 2020 election. And I tell people every week, hey, I'm running for president, too. I'm doing it the hard way as a writing candidate. But it would be nice if I got a little help. Hey, go to my site, 2020 President Tom Edison. .com and see what a real candidate brings to the table. I have a cell phone friendly website where everything appears big on your cell phone. Makes it easy for everybody. You know, and like everything I do in my life, I take full command of the situation, I design things, I invent things, and I make all of the decisions. That alone, being that type of person, makes me the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. And the people that love Trump, you know, he listens to advisors. Let me tell you, I give advice to everybody. I listen to anything anybody has to say. If it makes sense, I'll go along with it. But I don't need advice because I fine-tune myself. I know a little bit about everything that's going on in this world. I know what strategies work and which ones don't. And I invent new strategies where they're needed. How many people can do that? I don't think there's anyone that's as good as doing this as me. Well, prove me wrong, whatever. You know, I tell it like it is, but you'll be impressed. 2020 President Tom Edison.com. And you should be able to easily agree that, yeah, I want to be the president because I'm bringing more to the table. And I'm talking bolder than anybody ever talked. And believe me, when I speak, I know what I'm talking about. You know, I have my criteria, my ethics. My ethics, if you ever read the Bible, it's in the Gospels, Mark 9:35. That's ninth chapter of Mark, the Gospel of Mark, and the 35th verse. It talks about, it's a quotation from Jesus, who said, "The one who wants to be the leader of everyone has to be the servant of everyone." And that's what I am. Long time. And I learned that lesson a long time ago, and I put it into practice pretty much every day of my life. And there are no better credentials, ethical credentials, than that. And what can I say? I'm the best there ever was and the best there will ever be when it comes to being president. That's about as much Spanish as I'm going to talk. You might have heard of the place CERN. It's in Switzerland. Yes. Yeah, I just thought I'd talk about it now because this is an educational show. Hey, a lot of bad people in charge of that place. They're trying to open up portals or have opened up portals. They're trying to assist the dark side, bringing more darkness into our world, those dirty so-and-sos. Well, I getting it. You know, also, while I'm mentioning things, you know, a certain number of months ago, quite a while now, all these discoveries were made, new discoveries made in Antarctica, and everybody was talking to it. Now, hey, there's not a word being said about it. What happened? The New World Order went out and went down there and confiscated all the artifacts of ancient aliens and ancient cities, but nobody's talking about it anymore. That's kind of interesting. This Smithsonian Institute, yeah, they're in partners with the dark side too, confiscating artifacts, and if it's been determined by the New World Order that these should not be put on display, they aren't. I don't know whether it's to store them or hide them in a cave or what, but yeah, the Smithsonian Institute, supposedly good guys. No, they are controlled by the bad guys, and they follow orders via the chain of command systems in place. And you want to break away from the chain of command systems, and especially if you're a police officer, you've got to realize that you're still an ethical human being, I hope. And maybe you haven't heard about it, but there's this document from England called Magna Carta back in 1297. Yeah, that's 1297 AD. The Magna Carta officially stated that there is a justification for a lawful rebellion. Well, people don't realize a lot of the good things in the U.S. Constitution, you know, the Declaration of Independence, no taxation without representation. Well, that was actually invented, that idea, and put into words back in 1297 in that document called the Magna Carta. But I'll say it again. Read it. It mentions the justification of lawful rebellion. And there needs to be a lawful rebellion against the dark forces that are trying to annihilate humanity and make us suffer and keep us in constant war and fear. It's all being done on purpose. It isn't happening by chance. And we need to realize that, and we need to stand up as human beings and take command of humanity. Oops, as individuals, we need to do that. You know, I wrote a song called There Ain't No Justice. Wrote it a long time ago. It's on my CD album called Songs Are Better Than Dylan. I know you say, how dare you say something like that? Well, if you had 23 songs, great social commentary, philosophical songs on one album, you have a right to say you're better than Dylan, because great songs on one album. Well, I put 23 great philosophical, timeless philosophical, social commentary songs on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. Hey, my music is worth listening to. You know, I'm saying it because I have to promote myself. I don't have the big record contract. I turned my back on the big companies a long time ago. I actually had an appointment with Atlantic Records. I went in, the guy was a total jerk, and I just, like, walked out. Forget it. I'm not going to let you guys decide how what kind of music I'm going to write. You know, I came in with five different type songs, and they told me, oh, they only want one style. And I thought, oh, my God, this is what I have to deal with, you know? And so I didn't get the record contract because I didn't want to play along with that nonsense. I'm a songwriter that writes in many styles, and my catalog of music proves it. The easiest way, just in case you're interested, the easiest way to get to my music is go to the BBS radio network, you know. Go to your PC, punch in BBS radio, go to the schedule, and I'm on Station 1 Saturday, every Saturday at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Click on the name of my show, Connect the Dots. Hey, you're listening to Connect the Dots tonight. And right away, you'll see the CD Baby link. You click on that link to CD Baby Music Store, and my two albums will be there. And CD Baby is a good place to showcase your music because they allow the viewer, possible buyer of the music, to listen to 29 seconds of each song. And they also allowed me to pick out the 29 seconds, which I appreciate. But, you know, 29 seconds will give you an idea of the type of song it is, but to get the full impact of my music, because all the songs have stories, messages, you really need to download the song. At 99 cents a song, what do you got to lose? A few pennies, you know? The logic, the intellect, the wisdom contained in my songs, one song could change your whole life. Hey, that's why I wrote these things, to benefit the human race. You know? What other better ethical reason is there to write a song that has a message? And I try to make them entertaining, too. That's how to get there. BBS Radio, Station 1, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Click on the name of my show. Connect the dots. Takes you right down to the CD Baby link. Takes you other things I've done now or doing also. And you can get to everything I'm doing from the BBS Radio connection there. Just click on the name of my show, Connect the Dots. Click on my name, Tom Edison, and you'll get more connections to things I am doing. And I'm always doing more than one thing. I'm a multi-purpose individual in a multi-dimensional universe. Do you know that? Well, now you do. Hey, if you've got a smart meter on the side of your house, it's making you stupid. Do you know that smart meters make people stupid? Well, they take you for stupid, first of all, because if you had the intelligence to know how dangerous these things are, you wouldn't allow it to be placed on the side of your house. You know? Smart meters are microwaving energy into your house 24/7, and these are dangerous frequencies that interfere with the workings of a human body. It makes some people sick that have weak immune systems. It's certainly going to weaken your living, regardless how strong your immune system is. You know, and they con you into accepting this. Well, first of all, that the local officials at the town, there's chain of command problems. Your elected officials, city councils, they all buy into this because they're bribed. And they make the decision, yeah, we're going to have smart meters on every house. And then they tell you, well, if you don't want it, it's going to cost you extra money. So they kind of like they're manipulating you to go along with the program. Meanwhile, your stupid city councils have no idea how dangerous this is for you or them because their minds are concentrated on collecting bribe money, and that's how these things get put upon you. But I'm telling you, find out if you have a smart meter that they tell you, yeah, it's convenient for the guy who rides down the street, makes his job easier. What do you care about that when the smart meter is destroying your health? That's more important than whether it takes a guy a minute longer to do a reading. Hey, you got to look out for yourself. Like my song, there ain't no justice except what you make for yourself. And don't rely on your city council. These are bribe takers. That's why they're on the city council, because they know there's bribe money to be made. Don't trust your mayor either. Another position of authority that's going to side with the bribe money. It comes down to don't trust the government, period, because most people in government can't be trusted because they are bribe takers, and there's plenty of bribers out there. And that's why most people get into politics, get into government, because they know there's money, bribe money to be made. The line of people looking to bribe government people goes around the block. Yeah. That's about it, you know. And people, you know, we have the technology today to go to a kind of referendum-only type government, and we should. Because people can't be trusted, you know? Pretty much, that's it. I mean, most issues would be better decided for the general public if it was a referendum on them. And, you know, I say I'm just talking common sense here. We have the technology to do this. And we can make the phony politicians obsolete. We really don't need them anymore. They are obsolete already. They just haven't been forced to accept their obsoleteness. And there's a way to keep voting machines hack-free. They're lying to you when they say they can't do it. This is so easy. You know, when you have a thinking mind, a trained mind like I do, it's not that hard to keep voting machines free from hacking. It's really not. You know, all these things they sell you for your computers, virus protection, firewalls, there's an easier way to do all of this. Except they'll never tell you about it. You know? And that's another reason everybody should want me to be President of the United States, because I'd be willing to share that secret with everyone once I get the authority where I can publicly say that without being cut off. You know, if we've seen this 1,000 times in the science fiction movie, somebody wants to find out some important information, wants to reveal it to the public, they get on the TV somehow by, you know, not saying what they're really going to do. They get to talk for about 5 seconds, and the broadcast gets cut off, and then they get arrested and thrown in jail. That's just the way it works. You know, one of the few exceptions is if you're the leader of a country, then you have access to the media, and they really can't shut you off like they do with regular people. And many of us know secrets we love to get out there on the TV, but we also know that it can mean bad consequences for us, our family members, etc., if we were to do it, because we know that the dark side is ruthless. They have their henchmen, and they will don't tolerate truth. Exposes them for the creeps they are. So, with all that in mind, you know, there's another reason to vote for me for president. I'm a rising candidate. You gotta find out about how to write somebody's name in. And it's not that difficult. And I'm non-political. How many people are running for president that are non-political? People form small parties once in a while, but that's still a political party. And once you become a political party, they beat you already because they made all the rules. The two major parties have made all the rules about political parties, and they'll snag you one way or another. So you're wasting your time with these small political parties. They might get somebody elected, one person elected to Congress or two, but they're never going to have a majority, and they're never going to get a presidential candidate, because that's the way it is. But I'm non-political, so I have a chance, and I'm a writing candidate. That's another plus in my favor. Whether you understand why or not doesn't matter. I'm just telling you the truth as it is. And you ought to be interested in voting for a common man candidate. I claim to be the only common man candidate ever to run for president of the United States. I also claim to be the only singer-songwriter ever to run for president of the United States, and I am definitely the only one with enough knowledge to address and solve all the problems simultaneously. There are a lot easier to solve than you think. Take the border problem. Well, it's the approach they're going for to solve the problem is all wrong. Change the approach and the problem is more easily solved. Again, it's ingenuity is the key. I've got a formula for solving all problems. It's based on ingenuity. That's why I say there's no better man qualified to be the president, the next president of the United States, than me. 2020 presidenttomedison.com. Check it out and see if you don't agree. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. Remember, for you to call in, if you have a phone, and if you punch in these numbers, you will be connected live, because the show is live, and you can ask your question or just reveal what important info you have. I know there's people out there that have important info to talk about. Well, here's your chance. The number is 888-627-6008. Hey, did I ever tell you about the Note Creatures? That's my acronym, Note. That's got nothing to do with music. That's my acronym for the ETs. I call them Note Creatures. Not of this earth. N-O-T-E. First letter of each word there. Put it all together, it spells Note. Not of this earth. Creatures. Yeah. I like it because sometimes people say ETs. Does everyone know what an ET is? Probably. ET, go home. Yeah, but there's more to it. The communications today, since we went from analog to digital, you know, there's 9 letters in the English alphabet. They all sound the same, pretty much, and it's easy. With the digital system, it's easy to get those letters mixed up. You know, like C, D, B, E, B, G. You know, there's 9 of them. I didn't list them all, but P. Go figure it out. You'll come up with 9 too. And all those letters can sound just like all the other letters, depending on how you're listening. So that's why I wanted to get away from saying E-T, because those are the 2 letters. Somebody might think I'm saying B-P, like I'm talking about the gasoline company. and that's why I decided to come up with something better, and more identifiable as Note Creatures. Yeah, they got nothing to do with music. You know, I've talked about it before. Music is an important integrating factor in total reality. Just like the you play a C note on the piano, it's going to resonate with the C note and all the other octaves. Plus, it's also resonating with the C note frequency and the other dimensions. You know, all the dimensions are connected by vibrations, frequencies. It's a very orderly thing. And like a transformer, there's geometric connections that connect the frequencies from the higher, faster vibrating dimensions to the lower ones. And so my voice here, for it to reach the other dimensions, has to be everything I'm saying, all the frequencies of my words and intonations have to be geometrically shifted, like ping-ponging along the points of light energy that mark the geometric structures, and convert them to the next parameters, each dimensional zone. Each dimension has parameters, vibrational parameters, that's it. We're in the third dimension, the physical, we call it the physical realm. Well, there are parameters. know, we always hear about these stories about creatures disappearing and reappearing. Well, if a life form has the ability to shift their frequency high enough, it goes beyond the frequency, the limited frequency of our normal vision, and they become invisible. They're still there, but they just become invisible. Apparently, Bigfoot has that. I hear that the Bigfoot has the ability to do that. And that's essentially what it is. They might not be gone. It looks like they disappeared, but they still could be standing there. But you wouldn't be able to affect them, because if they go into the next vibrational zone, the fourth dimension or the fifth dimension, I think you have to go up to the fifth, or sixth or even higher, you won't be able to get at them. You know, first they'll disappear from vision, and that's also the explanation for sometimes people feel something invisible touches them. Well, they're invisible because they're beyond your frequency range, but they're still, they can still physically touch you because they're still connected somewhat to what you would be able to feel. And see, everything is explainable nowadays. We have that much information. Just like occasionally I mentioned, you know, the Garden of Eden story, the one in the Bible, is too overly laced with metaphors. It's not the actual story of what happened. When you hear the actual story of what happened, it just makes total sense. Anybody wants to hear the actual story? Yeah, I tell you. Write me a letter. Yeah, my address is out there. Telling me you want it, and make a donation to my campaign, and I'll send you a copy of the detailed story of the Garden of Eden. You know, hey, at least I'm offering things to people for donations, you know, not like those other crooks out there. They don't offer you anything except lies and fake promises, you know? I offer products. Right now, everyone's got a free one. Hey, my video's out there on YouTube, Subway Fantasy. Go to YouTube.com, enter in the rectangle with the box where you need to enter the name of the video you're looking for. Enter it, Subway Fantasy. Spell fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. I guarantee it's for free. It's one of the most entertaining things you'll see for 29 minutes. And, hey, I have other free things out there, too. But, you know, hopefully I'll be able to wake people up somehow to start doing their participation. You know, you want things changed in life. Sometimes you have to add your participation to see things changing. This idea that government's going to solve all your problems is asinine. It's ridiculous. I mean, by now, everyone should know, most of the people in government, they're crooks, they're liars, they're thieves, they're bribe takers, they're brain-dead idiots that have no intention of helping you, never did have an intention, and all they want to do is get elected and then re-elected, because they know once they get in a republic, hey, America's a republic, not a democracy like those liars on the stage at the Democratic debate were telling you. No, it's not a democracy, it's a republic. A constitutional republic, and in the republic, the representatives have all the power, and you have nothing. So once they get elected, it's what I call a free ride for 4 years, or 6 years. And that's the truth of how it is. Meanwhile, on the other side of the coin, we're talking about what's going to bring us into the future. And get us away from all these things that have made life difficult here on Earth. Jillian Wise, Tachyon Chambers. T-A-C-H-Y-O-N. Chambers. Tachyon Chambers. You heard about it. Tachyons mentioned in science fiction movies. Well, go on the internet. Punch in and Google it. You'll see that Tachyon Chambers do exist. And though they're too expensive to buy, probably, if you're a common person, there's a couple of places out there that you can rent time in. Look into it. If you have some hair, serious healing problems, tachyons are the way to basically cure anything. And the tachyon chamber draws the tachyons in from the cosmos. And as they travel through your body, they bring normality. They bring balance. Look into it. Investigate it yourself. I'm just trying to help you out here. And then, of course, there's love, the emotion of love, the power of love. Love, it's been said to be the most powerful force in the universe. Can you prove that to be wrong? I doubt it. But we have to do our part. Human beings can project love from their heart. You know, with every beat in my heart, I'm projecting love to everyone. And you should be too. Because love puts smiles on people's faces, makes them feel good. Love is a healing energy too. I know there's a few people out there that never learned how to love or project love, but it's never too late to learn. And we all need to do our share with them, because we've been told very recently by our galactic brothers and sisters that the more love we can project on the surface of the Earth here, the faster that they can land their craft and round up the bad guys. That's right. And we need to increase the collective vibration. Yeah, humanity has a collective consciousness, and we need that collective consciousness to be more loving. We need to stop all the wars and fighting. And there's a way to do it. Hey, that's why I'm running for president. What can I say? Because I know the trick to how to do this. It's ingenuity. But that's what we need to do. We've been tricked into fighting amongst ourselves. We've been tricked into the us versus them game. Our whole lives, we're taught that from birth. That it's one way or the other, you know. We got to take sides in battle all the time. Well, there's certain things we do have to battle. Those of us who want to be loving citizens of the universe, we need to reject the dark side. The side where all the controllers and all the evil forces go, and all the manipulators, and they keep control over us good guys by tricking us into fighting amongst ourselves. And one battle after another, it never ends if we allow ourselves to be manipulated by the manipulators. And they have been doing this for hundreds of thousands of years on planet Earth. You know, occasionally a few good spots pop up where there's peace. But eventually, the dark side, the bad guys, find this spot, and then they send their agents to subvert it. This keeps going on and on. We, the collective humanity, need to stop this. We, the powerful individuals, need to stop this, and love is one of the ways to stop it. One of the greatest teachings of all time, do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. So, if you want to be treated kind and loving, you need to be loving and kind to the people around you. And, of course, we need to exercise that with a little common sense. There's the other philosophical statement that goes along with that. Cast not pearls before swine, because they won't appreciate your gifts of kindness, and they will look to just trample you underfoot. Yeah, so, you know, we have to reserve our love and understanding in some instances when the dark side is too much for us to handle. We'll have to leave that, those critters up to the more powerful angels and other celestial beings that have more power than, archangels that have more power than regular demons. And that's it, but we still need to do our part. Project love. Tell people you love them when it's, you know, safe to do it. That's, again, we have to use discern here. When, if it's not safe, well, then we need to just, like, move on and find a safe place where we can project our love. That's the way it is, you know. Hey, I heard the Pleiadians are here to plug in our 12-strand DNA helixes. Apparently, we've all been walking around with 12-strand DNA our whole lives, but only two of the strands are plugged in from birth. If you're a physical human on planet Earth, it's been that way for a long time. Who did that? The false gods, the note creatures from the past, the dark, who served the anti-god universe, who served the dark side. We call them the deep state now. But that's it. And we probably do need help. I myself don't personally know how to turn mine on. There are videos out there, I hear, but you know, easier said than done. If you think you're bold enough to turn on your own 12-strand DNA, start watching those videos. They're out there on YouTube. But easier said than done. So anyhow, the Pleiadians, supposedly, have come back in time. You know, time travel is real. To plug in our 12-strand DNA helixes. I wish they'd hurry up with this. I'm impatient, you know, like most people. Because we have such short lives on planet Earth here. You know, real existence is eternal. And we all leave this short existence here on Earth. We go back into our eternal existence as in the higher dimensions, you know, the heavenly realms. We've all come from those realms and came down here to do things or experience or be part of this event coming up. And once we down-step into the slower-moving third dimension, we step into a short existence that, the potential is roughly, if you're, anywhere from 50 to 100 years, depending on how your life went. If it was hidden in time as in the past, where the lifespan was even shorter. But the real existence, when you die here, you know, you're not done and over with. You're going to wake up. Your mind will be 1 second later in the faster-moving dimension from which you came, and then your life gets reviewed. Yeah, it's all been explained, you know. How come you don't know about it? Because you're not one. You're not reading books that have been out there for the last 50 years explaining a lot of this stuff. And you're not paying attention to what people are talking about who are lecturing about it. And you're not making an effort to educate yourself. You know, public education is basically indoctrination, brainwashing. Just gives you enough to serve the dark side. So you can work a computer keyboard and follow instructions. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, how many people of you out there know about the architectural spheres? I never hear anybody talking about it, but that information's been revealed to us, too. Takes too much time to get into. But maybe some evening someone will call me up and ask me about it or have something start the conversation off. Hey, you know what? America has a lot of problems right now, and things are so out of whack, especially with the Democrat Party. Republicans are almost as bad. We need a constitutional convention, yeah. States need to get together and change some of the laws. We need to replace the National Guard with with state militias. That's what's in the Constitution, state militias. They weren't talking about a federal militia. State militias to solve problems locally. How many states have militias now? No. Well, that's what needs to be reinstated. Look it up. Start reading the Constitution. Start reading the Declaration of Independence. And start reading the Magna Carta, the first document that started the whole thinking. And watch out for those plans designed to fail. Yeah, that's a phrase I coined in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You want to find out what's going on? I list 39 ongoing conspiracies. Some of them nobody ever talks about, but I talk about them. And, of course, I had to draw the line at 39 because there's more. But at least you'll find out something about what's going on behind your back. You know a few things, but I'm listing 39 ongoing conspiracies. And the only place you're going to see that is in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I mean, I guess if you don't have an interest in educating yourself, why bother? Well, you know, you still can buy my book for the pictures. I still claim I've got some amazing pictures of out-of-this-world craft, we could say, non-human craft that hover over certain areas at certain times and interact with the social groups there. I've got the pictures of them, and they don't look like any of the craft that we've all seen. They're not triangles, they're not flying saucers, they're a very, very unusual shaped craft that nobody has pictures of except in my book. You ought to be interested in that, you know? But if you're not, what? Be interested in projecting love, because you want to participate and be part of the evolution of the human race, and that requires love. We've been told that by our galactic brothers and sisters, you know, Pleiadians, Syrians, etc., etc. Too many to list. Pleiadians are probably the closest to us. In fact, when on people I follow on Twitter, I follow a lot of the star seeds. These are an easy definition. Pleiadian women in human bodies here on Earth, doing their duty of anchoring in the love to the planet. Well, it's too late to call into the show. Hey, this is a call-in radio show, but it's too late to call in now. You missed your opportunity. Hey, well, you know, there's an old saying, when opportunity knocks, answers the door. Well, no one answers the door tonight. That's okay. All I got to say, hey, the Magna Carta, justification for lawful rebellion, it's stated in there. You know, a document from 1297, the year 1297. We're in the year 2019. And let me explain. We're coming to the end of the show. And I end my show pretty much the same every week. Lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? In a week or two, I'm going to have the video out there on YouTube for this. A very unique video. Something kind you've never seen before. And followed by that lead guitar solo is followed by my anthem song, I Gotta Be Somebody. And both of those songs, yeah, you can get it at the CD Baby Music Store, the full version. I Gotta Be Somebody, and guess what? It could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words. Every song I write has words that mean something. Okay. I'm going to call on the engineer to do the countdown. Hey, if you tell your friends to tune in to this show next Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific time. In the meantime, go to YouTube.com and watch my Subway Fantasy. Just enter the word Subway Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y, and you will enjoy the entertainment. Okay, Mr. Engineer, let me do the countdown and let's end the show with the music. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.